It's in Kup Saridao Tsepes. So Shishaklu. Yasa Echemihem Lashuk. Three people ate together, one walked out. Kurna say Umadian Loy, Shiritim Lazamin, Keshikaban, Yitarfi Mohem, Yani Mohem Birchaz Zimun. So you announced to him, okay, listen, we're about to do Zimun. And you're supposed to respond. Even though he doesn't come back inside, he's outside. If he responds, so you yotze with that. This works when you have a group of three. We have to have the individual who's completing the group, or individuals who are completing the group, to come back inside and sit together with them. And he said, come on, Sivarei, Shad Heichad Birchaz Azimu. Okay.
Who said the Ezechad? How much Tircha are these people expected to go through?
He's just saying you can't do Zimu if he doesn't come back in.
Right, but he's somewhere in the shop. After.
I mean, no.
So he's just a couple feet away, maybe.
He's outside. He's outside. He could hear them. I mean, the more we say, if he doesn't answer, we don't do Zimu. So he's talking about he's close enough that he can answer. But he's saying for three, that's sufficient. For ten, that's not sufficient. So he says, hey, listen, we're doing Zimun. Please answer. So he stands outside, he went outside talking to the neighbor, or whatever it is, If he doesn't respond, or he's too far away, he can't respond, so there's no Zimun. He's not with them. If he's actually with them, then even though he doesn't answer, it's not a ma'akev. So the three are sitting here, and two the halachas, two could force a Zimun on the third. So we want to bench. No, I don't want to stop right now. So we need the bench and leave. So the two will do Zimun. And they're yotze to the Zimun, even if the third person doesn't answer, they're still yotze to the Zimun. That's only if they're there together as a group. But if he's outside, it only works if he answers.
What does Baal Karkon mean? He's not doing anything, so what's Baal Karkon?
Well, first of all, he wasn't supposed to leave to begin with, right?
No, this scenario we're talking about right now, where he's the case of where he's with them and not responding, he wants to wait to do Zimun until he's ready to bench. So they can force the Zimun upon him, which means they're going to bench.
You're assuming he answers then.
No, he's saying if you're with
them. Right, so he'll answer.
Even if he doesn't answer, they're still yotze. If they're together, he won't be yotze, right?
Yeah, the language is funny to me. The Baal Karkon is someone's doing something. You're forcing him to do something.
Here. Well, we're forcing a Zimun on him, which.
But I mean, he could simply answer and then continue eating, no?
He could do that.
So what's he have to lose? I mean, and
what does he have to lose? That's his problem. I don't know what he has to lose.
He
doesn't want to bench right now. He doesn't want to interrupt his meal. He wants to continue eating. Now, in the scenario which we're talking about over here, that's in Siman Reish. What we're talking about over here is not that case. We're talking about a case where he is answering. He's outside. He's answering. So he should have come back inside, but it's not ma'akev. And therefore, he'll be yotze as well. Even though he doesn't come back inside. But in the case you have 10 like that, El Shomer Negar Pesach B'Samuch Lehem, he's nearby. If, however, there is some type of something which halachically would be a place where you're not allowed to say Darbashim Kedusha in between the two of them, Soya or Erva, in between where he is and where they are, even though he can hear them, he cannot be mitzarif to them. So whatever reason why he has to be outside, when that finishes, he'll come back inside and bench. He's yotze zimun. Miu im nishtal sham ach gamar brichas mazon. If he stopped and listened with Kavanah to be Yotzei, So he'd be yotze with that. He doesn't have to bench again, even though he's outside. Finally comes from a reish. Sit bays. If he mash a posim or more, the zorcha oinu lahamte not shikmer berchas azon. So that the berchas zimun includes the original invitation through the bracha of azon asakol. So he would have to be. We'd have to have him listening from the outside till azon asakol. Gimel.
Wait. So if he's outside and he doesn't come in and doesn't answer, so then these two...
It's not Yertze.
These two bench, right. So then two other people come, sit down at the same table, then he joins them. So that, can he be part of the Zimu with them then?
If he would join them and eat, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If he... Again, I'm assuming he left without Rishus, so to speak, right?
What's that? No, the first question... the first question was... if the person went outside who did not answer, so now the two, there was nobody was Yetzer Zimun. If later on two other people come, sit down, he comes back inside and joins them, can he do Zimun afterwards? Yeah, he can join the other two and do Zimun with them, yes. Yes.
This is a case where he left without Rishus, so to speak.
Okay.
Is there any quote-unquote punishment for this? I mean, we're not talking Malkus, obviously. I don't think it rises to that level. But what does the Torah say about someone who does this, who doesn't act properly in this way?
I mean, the case was where he had a step outside for whatever reason. He didn't leave because he's close enough that he can hear. But the Rambam says, he'll come back and sit on a bench afterwards. Just right, he's not ready to bench right now. But the point over here is, under these circumstances, since they can hear him and he can respond, so they can do the Zimun with them inside and him outside. That's the point we're discussing over here.
Oh. Right? I mean, is there, I mean, for
and, we discussed before, so in the case a person left his place improperly, he's not able to go back to bench. Right? Consider that he did something, he has to go back.
But I mean, if he doesn't go back, is there any, I mean, what should
the consequences? He burns in Gehenna. Gimel. Shlosh Yishachu Keachon. Sif Gimel, Shlosh Yishalku Keachon, Veinechem Mehem Yudea Kol Berchos Amosen. Okay, so see people eating together. None of them know the whole benching properly. Alecha Yudea Berchos Rishono, Vechel Ashtia, Vechel Ashlishis. Each one knows one bracha. So Chiyobim Mezimun, they'll do Zimun. Each one will, so the one person will say the first bracha, the next person will say the second bracha, etc. Al bishayin behem mishudei bracha revius emekaklum. So even if you don't have the fourth bracha, at least the first three brachas, which are deraisa, you have all those brachas, so we're very happy with that. Avol chasarn ein levarich im moechad en yodea kim chatzi bracha shem bracha achas mitzchalakos d'shtaim. You can't have one person saying one half of bracha, another person saying the other half of the bracha. Okay.
So the one that knows the second half can't be, in a sense, makri to the one who saw the first half?
If he's makri to them, and another person repeats after him, it would work. But you can't have one saying half of the bracha, another one saying the other half of the bracha. Yeah.
Yud. The Iachim Hem Yudea Kol Berchos Amosen. Bavari Nochon Shehu Yivora Kol Brachos. Vietsim in the Chavosim. Malay the Chalak Berchos Amosen. The Prokim Prokim.
If you have one person who knew the whole thing, we should not divide it up and give each person a different part. Brachim Rishonah Hainu Levad Berchos Nevorich Shetzorach Lazaman Lamer Bethilas Berchos Azim. So the first one who'll do the lead the Zimun will need to say, able to not, knows how to say the Birchus HaZimun and the first Brachus as well. Each one will say and have come to be mighty the other individuals. So even though they don't know the fourth Bracha, so the Birchus, it's not a problem. Say that since we have three people who know the first three brachas, and we have a way to be yotze the mitzvah deraisa, since we don't know, nobody knows the fourth bracha, and we cannot do the mitzvah deraisa, we're not going to bench at all. That's not mistabra. We'll do what we can. At least the mitzvah deraisa will fulfill. will have the first three brachas said, even though the fourth bracha is not said, so it's not said. But you will not be mekamim mitzvah d'rabbanan. But it's not logical to say, since you don't have all four brachas, you shouldn't do anything. Right? If you don't have all three brachas, you don't do anything because the three brachas are ma'akim each other. Because the mitzvah is to do all three brachas. But the fourth bracha, it was a later addition. Okay, umashim is that. The brachas may shalos brachas akoid me mimeinachad mehem yadeish oiso ma'akim shalom the bracha klal the brachas ma'akim zuvazu. But if one of the first three brachas are missing, it would be problematic, and you would not bench. That's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to indicate. Now, v'yesh pashim s'tzayvrim na'af minotaro the minotaro chayav the bracha som k'mokam ein ma'akim zuvazu. They disagree and say, listen, you have a chayav to say three brachas, but each bracha is a separate chayav. So if you only know what numbers 1 and 2, so say 1 and 2. The first opinion says, no, it's either 1, 2, and 3 or nothing. Someone says, well, look, what, you have a key to say three brachas. So I didn't do everything I have to do, but it's not a reason not to say part of it. He cannot contact somebody to be motzi him. He doesn't know more than this. So he should say as much as he knows. So that these posts can argue on the Shulchan Aruch. Okay.
Does this mean that someone's in a tremendous rush? He can just say the first three brachas and then stop and go about his business?
No, he's been allowed to mitzvah to Rabbanim. He has a chiyuv to Rabbanim. The point is, I'm here, if we don't have a way to do the fourth one, it's not a reason not to do the first three. But if a way that you must, you know.
No, I think he's saying if he did the first three, and can he just. You know, let's say he has some pressing thing he has to do, and he says, you know, I'll come back and I'll do the fourth bracha later.
So if you only ate enough to be chayav mirabanan, so don't bench. If you can't say three brachas. But in case a person ate enough to be chayav mitzvah deraisa, so every machlokes is whether he can do the mitzvah, so himself he can do the mitzvah.
Well, again, the mitzvah deraisa to bench is what? A kezias or a kebetza?
Svia. The person feels satiated.
Alright. So if he had a kezias or a kebetza, then he's mechuyav min rabbanan?
If he had a kezias or more till he satiated, it's only rabbanan, correct. Now, what we have over here is interesting din. We discussed this before, back in Simchat Kufei Gimel. Can we do Shemir Ka'ona in pieces? Right?
Shemir Ka'ona in pieces?
Right. Where is it? Here. Yeah. So Mishnah Berura gave a case before in Simchat Kufei Gimel, a case where the Mavorich was benching out loud like they used to do, and then the Mesubin spoke while he was doing that, so they missed part of the benching. So if the Mavorich has not completed the bracha, see, he can't go back for them. But they'll go back and say the part that they missed. So, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, Reuben's benching. Reuben says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hazeh, Hanazom Kol HaTzibah. Everybody's listening. They're listening. Right? And then they start talking to each other. So they heard but they were talking during the next part of the paragraph. So Mishabru says they go back and say that part of the paragraph.
But if they say that, then what means what he's saying.
Means he pauses and waits for that. So it turns out that they've had part of this bracha through hearing it, part of the bracha through saying it. And Mishabru says you can do that. So it means you can take part of a bracha with Shemei Akaina and part of the bracha was saying it, which is really what's happening over here. And we're discussing that, you know, we're saying you can't have one person say half of the bracha and another person say the other half of the bracha. What's the problem? Because when Reuben says the first half of the bracha, Shimon is being yotze with listening. And then when Shimon says the second half of the bracha, Reuben is being yotze with listening. So each one is having half said and half listening. And we're not allowing it over here. Before Mishabura suggests you should do that. So
the Mishnah Berurah suggested you should do that.
Mishnah Berurah suggests that when the situation where you missed part of the bracha, the person was being yotzei Shemei Akaina and he missed part of the bracha, the Mavorach should pause and let the listeners fill in the words that they missed, and then the Mavorach will continue.
Or you can
create
them again.
No, but the person who's reading doesn't pause. Over here, the Mavorach, over here by benching, who's being mitzi them with Shemei Akaina, will pause. People will fill in what they missed. So they're doing partially Shemei Akaina and partially saying it in a bracha. Now, we hold by bracha normally, you shouldn't do that. Apparently, in the case we don't have a choice, we're going to rely on this situation. Let me finish my point. So apparently, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, in the case we don't have a choice, we're going to rely on the opinion that you could split half of the bracha with Shemei Akaina and half of the bracha with Dibur. Mishnah Berurah also suggested in a different place, a case where we have women listening to Kiddush. They don't understand what they're hearing. The Shulchan Aruch holds you have to understand the B'yosu Shemei Akaina, so they should read along, but they don't have their own kais. So the Mavorach will say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and then, which most people understand that part, then so B'yosu Shemei Akaina, and then they'll read the middle part of the paragraph. They'll follow after him, repeating after what he says, and again he'll finish up the bracha. So he's saying Elokeis. They're not saying Elokeis. They're doing partially Shemei Akaina and partially through their own speech. And we're relying on that, and we don't have a choice. So we're here saying we can't really do that with Chachila. Yes, sir.
Otherwise, it would be like a person would do if he missed a few of the words or a word said by the person reading the Gilas.
Correct, but that's not an issue because we don't have a problem with that when it's by Kriya. Over here we have the problem by Bracha. There's Shulchan Aruch is holding by Bracha specifically, you can't do it half and half. Isn't by Kriya, you don't have that problem.
Someone does say to people, are you say if?
Well, that was Mishnah Berurah before, and Mishnah Berurah Kuf Pei Gimel said you can do half and half. Yeah. Simi Kuf said, hey, Chaburah Sha'achlu Echlam Baharba Mekemis. Sheikh Chaburah Sha'achlam Baha'i Se'achod Abishte Batim. You have two groups, either in one building, but two different groups, or in two different buildings. So can we combine it together to make it one big unit? If not everybody can see the other group, if part of group A can see group B and vice versa, so they can function as one group through the fact that they see each other. Okay. If they can't see each other, they can hear each other, but there's a wall in between, or there's something of that sort, then I'm mitzarf. If both groups are being served by the same individual, so mitzarf, and he combines the two groups. Now, this works, that was the original intent, when they made the two separate groups, they had intent to be able to bench together. So even though they're eating, as it were, separately, we're going to allow the fact they can see each other, and they had intent to function as one group, to make it one group. If the two houses are on the two sides of Rishus Harabim, even though they can see each other and they had intention to be mitzarif, But since what's separating them is Rishos Rabim, they cannot be mitzvah. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah, Royam Elu, I feel like Kishar Lachim Kol Achaz Al Shulchan Bezni Hatz, even though they're having there are clearly distinct separate groups on different tables, etc. The Master Dishon brings the question, what about if the wall in between is glass so they can see each other, but you know it's a wall, so you know Chazal didn't have walls of glass, and so is the main point that they can visualize each other, or is the main point that the fact they can see each other indicates that they're really together in one area? But over here, when they have clearly an actual wall in between, they're not in one area. So is seeing each other the reason is the Siva, or just an indicator that they're really one group? Right? Because if I can see each other, we're not really in a place where we're separated. Well, here we are separate because there's a wall in between. So that's where he brings the question. So he brings from the Sefer that the Kav HaChaim had it as a question. He's not sure what the luck is in that situation. He brings from the Sefer Pesach HaDvir that they are mitzdarif. So the main thing is actually being able to be able to see each other, physically see each other. Okay. So Sifkatan Bays, Mistarf of the Zimun Slammer, Im Yirtsu Yachal Mitzarf, Lahitzi Echad is Kula Mibrachazimus, and they can become one big unit and have one person bench and Mimurtsi everybody. Vim Yesh Shamish, Haino Afilo Eno Oichel Klal, even though the Shamish is not eating, but since there's one individual serving both groups, that makes them into one group. Hu Mitzarf, and Haino Afilo Im Heimish Nebatim, and Royim Elo was Elo, even though they cannot see each other in the two different buildings, but since he's running out both houses and servicing both houses, he's mitzarif them. But this only works if they had intent to chalchila for this purpose. Gan shenichtos ovav. Mistimim mechaber mash dafilu babayis echad v'rem elu aselu. Gam ken lo mitzarif ishtecha boris yachad elim ken nichtosu mitchila al dasu. So Shulchan Aruch seems to hold that even a situation where it's in one building and they can see each other, you still require the added requirement of intending up front to do this. However, in one building, we don't need this intent. As long as they can see each other, I feel that Einroyin says that Yesh Shamish Bein Shtei Halchaburus, or if they can't see each other, but there's a Shamish between the two groups. Sagil and Yitziru V'chein Das Agro Beviur Bishnei Sliyo Ein Shom. So we don't need. We don't need that Das in a case where it's in one building, or they can see. It's in one building and they can see each other. Or even if they can't see each other, but they have a shamash servicing both groups, and they're mitzarif, even though they had no intent in the chatzkila to become one. Where do you require intent? When it's two different buildings. That's where you require intent. Shuzer Rabim Zayin. Kosa Bataz Lav Dakr Shuzer Rabim Mamash Uroch Batezayin Amis. To who then Kashiyesh Shviel Hayochid Mafsi Bitaim? Even though the definition of Rishus HaRabim is in the halacha for Hilchos Shabbos is wide, 16 amos wide. Over here, that's not the point. The point is that there's some in between the two groups. There is an area which is made for function of not you know to for people to go there being between these two buildings. So this halacha that a path, even if the path of an individual person, it would be a hefsek. It's only if it's there. It's a permanent path, winter and summer, summer and winter. But in the winter, it gets obliterated, either because they're planting there, because of whatever the reason, it's rainy and muddy. So it's not that would not be a hefsek. So then, Bishuminyan, I don't feel like Hashem Roy is as Zev Yishamish Mishamish Nishtayim. You have the Shisarab in the middle, they see each other. The Shamish is servicing both of them. And they, I don't care, you can't be Mishar, but two different places. Ochlam Iksosin Mabayas, Iksosin Chutz Labayas. Mavorak Yeshiva Mifton Abayas, Humitzarfin. But different situation, we have two groups. Some, the one group was inside, one group was outside. The person who is benching is on the doorstep between the inside and the outside. So he's basically between the two groups, but he's on the this spot, which we, so he combines the two. Even if the group inside cannot see the group outside and vice versa, since he's, as it were, from growth, he's sort of joining both groups. He's in the middle. So he can he will act as the person who's seen both groups. Gimel. Kol hecha shemitzarfes shtei chaburois shorch shishmo shteim divrei mavorach birchas hazimun bebir. This idea we're going to combine two groups and let them bench together. It's only if they can hear the zimun properly. So you have it across, you know, two buildings. It's very possible they'll not be able to hear distinctly what's going on. So then you should not do it. It could be two different groups in one room. You know, that's much more common. Okay. Now, Shulchan Aruch says you have to have birchas azimun. So Rambam continues and says, "Meshar birchas amozin yivor kolecha la'atzma." Each person will bench on his own. Al miyutam hamazamin yotzi kulam. Tzim shishmu kol birchas amozin the bloyzel yotzi klal. So the mechaber required just to hear birchas azimun. So that situation has to be that everybody else is doing the rest of benching themselves because we want them to not. If a case where they're going to want to be yotzi further in benching, they have to hear whatever they're being yotzi with. Clearly, they can't say, "Listen, he's benching and he's my shliach." You know, like, you know, the Ksos deals with the question. Says the Rid deals with the question. I've mentioned this once. I have a problem getting up in the morning, so I'm going to point somebody to my shliach to say kriyashma for me. So I'll sleep in my bed and he'll say kriyashma. I get up every morning. He'll say shma. Be mitzi me. That's my shliach, right? Great idea. We know shlichus works. Shliach represents me, so I point the person to my shliach to say Kriya Shema in the morning for me, and I sleep. So that doesn't work, right? So we don't say over here that the pshat is, listen, I can't hear what he's saying, but he's benching good enough. He'll be mercy me in the benching. That would be the same thing. You don't say that. They have to be able to hear everything properly. Okay, Mishabura Sivkat Nyod Birchus Azimun, and the comments of Mereish Sivpeis the Daska Machaber Birchus Azimun who in the work Uburuch Shachal Nemishalay. Zimun is the leader says let us bless, and everybody says blessed is Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's it. You said your Zimun, those two phrases. But Das HaRamah, the Dafka Gemara Birchas Hazon, that's not a sufficient. You have to be listening all the way through the end of the Birchas Hazon. Kol Zeh Hu Gam Kein Rak B'Mokam Atzurich. Even stopping after Hazon is not. Preferred, it's a case of necessity. Lachil Yerzin Lachan Shishmu called Birchas Amozin Mipiyam of Work, will you see him be called Birchas Amozin? By the way, Elbasim and Kope Gimel, Siv Zion, Bimshab Rasham. So, Mitzah, the din of the Gemara, the person should hear the whole all of benching. Mishabura, what he's referring to in Kope Gimel Siv Zion is the halacha that nowadays people do not focus, therefore we read along. But the Mishabura points out you should read along word for word with the Mizamin, preferably the all of benching. He has to be able to hear the Yud Aleph Bebeir. He has to hear the Mavorach clearly. But he has to Shama Dibri Mazamin Shama Mavorach Rak Shama Shloim Shama Mavorach Shachal Nemishaloi Mutar Gam Ken Lanos Imahem Beyachet. So I didn't hear him announce the Mavorach. Let's give Baruch to Kodesh Baruch Hu. What I did hear is people responding, so I can respond with them, and that's sufficient.
No, it's the guy, the leader says, Rabbi Sain of Erech, and he doesn't hear that, but he's already going, you know.
Well, it's actually, the issue is the next phrase. That's where we're grappling with. They have to hear that.
That's
where the. So we're saying, so the. The same bit he had, if you didn't hear that, but you heard people responding, Baruch Shachalim Shalom Tevachinu, you can respond, Baruch Shachalim Shalom Tevachinu, together with them. So you'll have a person who's leading benching, and you know, he's a quiet person, and all of a sudden you hear everybody saying, Baruch Shachalim Shalom. So you say, Baruch Shachalim Shalom together with them, and you'll be yotze with that, bit he had. Not lechachila. This let's start Kubsarivov. Ochel Dvar Yisr, Al Bishayin, Osel, Mirabonon, Ein Mizamin Olov, Ein Mavorkin Olov, Betchila, Lo Betchila, Besoif. So a person ate something which is prohibited to eat. Not in the context of a case where he was mutter because of danger to his health, etc. He went and ate something which is prohibited to eat, even if the prohibition is only nisid rabbanon. He ain't part of your group, and you cannot use him for zimun.
Well, hold it. Presumably, you'll say he ate some treif medicine or something like that. You're saying it's. It's not, it's, you know, he has no heter to eat what it is that he ate, or he does have a heter to eat?
No, he doesn't have a heter. In my case, there's no heter.
There's no heter. Oh, all right. Okay. In other words, if he had medicine, he had...
We'll get to that. We will get to that. Go ahead, sir. Fill any survey. Add some element, shum, shu, osur, alatsum, double zet. Let's say a situation, a person made a netter. You know, he made a netter that he will not eat this food, right? Has a weight issue, and he made a full bona fide shua, I will not eat this food. And then, you know, his resolve weakened, and he ate the cake, which he said he's not going to eat, right? Or the bread he's not going to eat, you know. So, that's an isser. He did an isser deraisa. You know, he was over the netter. See, but there's no isser, and the food is not the isser, it's his action which is the problem. But even so, that cannot be mitzvah of, we say an act which is done, which is improper to do, is not really true. You do your veirs in your own group, by yourself. You know, at the end of the day, you burn a gehenna separately, you do your veirs separately, don't blame the group. You're not part of the group, you know, you're doing your own thing. You know, it's not really, you're not joining the group for the eating. Ben mevorach and olav, who then shenon and omen al-berchos, so you... if he asks you, please be my tzimi in the shahakal over here, you say, no. Right? Well, I can't say shahakal. It's a tough luck. I'm not going to answer you. He says shahakal. You don't answer amen, you know. The word says that it's not a bracha, the kosh bracha is an insult. Rashim, you're so wonderful that you gave me this item to eat, which is usher, and I don't know you don't want me eating it, but I'm going to eat it anyway. But ha-ha in your face. Thank you so much for the good food. Thank you. The person says, don't thank me, you know, for these type of things. Okay? Lo b'tchil, lo b'saif. Since the item is prohibited, there's an aver involved in eating it. You're insulting Kadosh Baruch Hu. Person who was there, but say, is a person who steals. And then he thanked Kadosh Baruch Hu for the wonderful haul he got in his stealing today. Russian, you were so good to me. I robbed 17 people today, you know. But say a berich, the person who is doing that and blesses Hashem is instead an insult. I feel the blood beside. He doesn't bet to the end. I feel him. Can I see? He ate enough to fill himself up. He ate bread, tray for bread, oil, and it was also to eat. Tray for oil was lard. Okay, all right. So he ate svia, the rice, the benching. No, nothing. The malchah b'shagig. Person was not aware that it was prohibited. And then he realized after he finished eating that he took the wrong bag. Even though he could bench. It's not an insult. He didn't realize. However, so the mitzvah. Giving thanks for the sustenance he must do. Zimun, it's not called a kviyas. Even though he was b'shogeg, it's not a kviyas to eat something of Yisr. So he stole wheat, he ground it, and then he baked it. So he did a shinu. The more said, we do a shinu, you're current item. So now what do we do? So by the time he gets to eating it, it no longer belongs to it's no longer a stolen item. He's changed the item. He owes the money for the gzela. This item is a new item. On the other hand, it still came about through a process of a virus. So should he make a bracha or not? He got ownership through the changing it. He gets ownership. He owes money for it. Also the brachas, but brachas you don't make. then you bracha this be haskaras Hashem chomer tvei with someone who beklal nius. Some argue that even after it's the process of gzela is completed, it came about due to gzela, through gzela, Hashem says, "I don't want your blessings." No, once he's changed, you could make a bracha. That's what I'm going to run. The yin bracha is a mosin. Because I see a yesh harvest possess shivorek because of mosin to rise of yesh lachmer levor. If you're dealing with a case of the raisa, he ate enough to be full. So now you're dealing with the raisa. Misafik, so he stole kernels of wheat, ground them, made them into dough, baked them. He's eating them. So and he ate enough to be full. Misafik, right? Whether this is a different item now, he could bench at it or not. So misafik, he has to bench. Okay.